AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol by backers of then-President Donald Trump held its second hearing today. Former Attorney General William Barr, in his taped testimony, says Trump, after being told he lost, started spinning voter fraud conspiracies.
There was an avalanche of all these allegations of fraud that built up over a number of days, and it was like playing whack-a-mole because something would come out one day, and then the next day it would be another issue.
Attorney General Merrick Garland won't comment on the committee's work.
This is what protects the civil liberties of people who have not been charged. We don't impugn people until we actually charge them. You know, this is part of the rule of law in America.
The witnesses appeared before the House committee as the panel focused on the big lie, Trump's false claims of voter fraud that fueled the defeated Republican president's efforts to overturn the 2020 election and provoke a mob of his supporters to lay siege of the Capitol. The committee also points out that Trump fundraisers collected some $250 million in the aftermath of the election to keep fighting, mostly from small dollar donations. One plea for cash went out just 30 minutes before the January 6th insurrection. Major flooding swept away at least one bridge, washed away roads, and set off mudslides in Yellowstone National Park, prompting officials to close the entrances and evacuate visitors. The small town of Gardner, Montana, north of the park, has been cut off as flooding has made roads in and out of town impassable. Coca-Cola says it's partnering with Brown-Forman, the maker of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, to sell pre-mixed cocktails. Canned Jack and Coke will be sold globally after a launch in Mexico later this year. A zero-sugar version will also be available. Just ahead of the close, the Dow is down 950 points, more than 3%. S&P has dropped 157. That's a 4% slide. This is AP News. A bipartisan Senate group's gun proposals praised on the floor by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Make no mistake about it, we have a lot of work left to do before we actually pass a bill. But yesterday's announcement was a positive and necessary step in the right direction.
The framework calls for help for the states to set up and implement so-called red flag laws, as well as investing in the mental health and suicide prevention programs. Schumer says the Senate has to get to work on turning the proposal into law. At least 55 people are dead in an attack in northern Burkina Faso. The government in the West African nation says Islamic extremists targeted civilians over the weekend. Nearly 5,000 people have died over the last 2 years in the country. Another 2 million have fled their homes. While no group claims the weekend attack, conflict analysts say it was likely carried out by the Islamic State group. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.